Let's do this. Hot seat, hot seat dance.
Fucking teabag Gwyneth Paltrow.
Can we devote that show to that nameless gentleman? Today?
Sorry, Lindsay. The show is dedicated to some guy.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave with Walt Flanagan.
Hello.
Brian Quinn.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
How you stankin'?
Stankin' pretty. I'm stankin' all right today. Stinking
right. Very high energy.
Me?
No, Brian Johnson.
Right?
I'm trying to bring it in.
Yeah.
High levels of energy.
Watch out. You'll pass out if you went in too hot, I think, or went in too high.
Do we have a crash pad we can put behind this chair?
I need a cool cloth for my head.
What happened to him? He just said hello a little too high energy.
Then he started blinking real fast.
Very briefly happy. His mind
and
shut
then he
down.
Remembered. Yeah. Oh boy. Walked in here. Walt's rocking out. No, is this a direct due to Ozzy passing away? Were you like, I need to get back to my metal roots?
No.
Instead of Coldplay?
It was a very strange
Oasis.
Office visit today as I got into the office. Usually what we have on is the local radio station, 101.5.
The Rat?
Not the Rat. Oh. It's all talk.
It's the only radio station I know is the Rat.
Ginnam is obsessed with it.
Okay.
And then today he didn't have it on. He had music on. But it wasn't good music. And then when he went to the bathroom, I just asked Alexa to put I put some hard rock station on, and that's what you guys came into. It wasn't because of the unfortunate passing of Ozzy Osbourne, but yeah, that was that wasn't a shocker that he passed away.
Not really surprising. Yeah. It surprised me that he passed away so quickly after this concert, because Kelly Osbourne came out and was like, you know, there's been reports that he's dying, he's not doing well. It's not true. None of it's true.
And oh, really?
Yeah. And then he died.
And then he died.
My friend was at that concert. He sent me a video of him on stage. He looked sitting.
Oh, Eric?
Yeah, Eric. Yeah.
I guess you can't write a better outro, all right? If you're going to go, you might as well go on the heels of one of the biggest concert events in music history,
mm-hmm.
and raising more money than any benefit charity has ever raised.
Oh, really? Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They raised $190 million for Parkinson and some children's issues.
Yeah,
and it's the most money raised by a music concert
Amazing.
In world history.
Wow. Even over the 80s, like those
– like U.S.
Yeah, wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. That's what I heard on the radio today. And that was the metal community that did that.
Oh, great people.
They have written the metal community off for decades.
Yeah.
And look what the metal community just fucking did.
I didn't see a bunch of rappers raising $190 million. That's what took over metal. Metal was going strong. Metal was alive. And then
metal was always kind of going. Like, I mean, there's always been metalheads. Like, they didn't really go away.
Oh, there's not as many metalheads as there used to be, though.
Well, you guys rode the wave in the heyday. So maybe, yeah, I could see you having that perspective. But, like, it never seemed to me that metal went away.
I think it did. I think it went. Nobody's playing it on the radio anymore.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
You don't see kids.
Well, that's not true, because like if you go to like SiriusXM or something like that, they have
entire
channels.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have a genre for every interest.
Yeah,
though,
right. They have they have 40s music. They do. Yeah. It's not a joke.
Yes,
it's like, hello, baby. Yeah, let's do this hot seat, dance.
And are you going to base the claim that since they have an XFM
40s
channel,
you're
going to be like, the 40s are still hot?
Feels like 1942 up in here. No, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it definitely didn't go the way of 40s music.
No.
I mean, Metallica is still selling out arenas
and
stuff like that.
You know? Yeah, they're still one of the few metal bands that can sell out an arena.
Yeah. And maybe it's because through my buddy Eric, he knows like the Lamb of God guys, and he knows a bunch of Slayer guys and stuff like that. He might be keeping that alive for me more than I'm. My temperature is not accurate.
He's not representative of
right, but
the
he's
world
deep
at large.
In it. So to talk to him is to be involved in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people I know that, like, watching from the side, like Jim Norton and Jim Florentine were there. Randy Falk from NECA was there.
Did you guys hear a rumor about his death? Anything?
No.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know.
I'm torn as to whether to say it.
That it was medically assisted or something?
Yeah.
I actually read that, too. I did read that.
I heard that it was like a medically assisted suicide type thing. Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Which is kind of metal, if I'm being honest.
What's the most metal death?
Yeah. But who knows if that's fucking
right,
true.
Right. I read the same thing.
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you where. I didn't read it. Somebody told it to me. So who knows where they fucking read it. But yeah, I have complicated feelings about Ozzy for a long time. Because when I was a kid, like, he was famous for, like, killing animals.
Right.
And I remember being like, fuck this guy. Like, who the fuck does he think he is? It's oddly enough, like, it wasn't until he became soft television Ozzy that I was like, all right, I'm all right with this guy.
Well, you do know that was a mistake, right? He didn't really kill animals. Not on purpose.
Yeah, but he really did fucking...
He leaned into it and played it up.
Well, that's what I heard when I was a kid. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I was like,
it was a mistake. Someone threw a bat up. He thought it was a rubber bat. He bit the head off and it became legend then. And, but I will really doubt that he was biting bats' heads off every concert. I think that was a one-off thing that happened.
Well, except like, holy shit, I got to get checked out now. I also heard a story about him one time. They're like, what a wild man he was. He like got down on the ground and he snorted a line of ants.
Holy fuck. I think I heard that too, man. What do you get from that?
I don't know. I don't see getting a high off of ants.
He's just high. He was just high, right? And drunk all the fucking time. Like there was, he couldn't even account for his behavior, I bet.
Right.
Yeah. But when he became Sharon, that's when I was like, this guy's all right.
You like the show?
I never watched the show, but I like the persona that it put out of him. And I was like, all right, he's a befuddled old dude.
I don't remember the show that well because I didn't watch it that frequently. I do remember there being dog shit all over the place, though. Like in the house, that was an ongoing thing that the dogs were constantly shitting in the house.
That's pretty funny. I mean, that was kind of the magic of the show, right? Like it really
– it was like out of control.
Yeah, it was like this guy's life is insane.
It's a madhouse. Yeah.
I met his son a couple of times. He never went any – like he never knew who I was or anything like that. And he was always so nice, that kid. Jack, yeah. Yeah. Even I met him once in the height. I was with Muse. Somewhere in LA at the height of the Osbournes. And like you meet this kid who's like on the biggest show on the planet. You're like, oh God. But he was so fucking nice. And then I met him years later, like 4 years ago, and he was so nice. He's getting thumbs up from me.
There was a stretch where Muse, Jack, and a couple other guys lived in a house and they called it the Falcon's Nest.
Yeah, I remember that. It was right off Sunset.
Yeah, it was like a frat house almost.
I was there a couple of times. Andy Milonakis.
Andy lived there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd they call it the Falcon's Nest?
I have no idea.
I think it was a video game thing because they played video games so much. I don't know, but it was a fucking – it was a shit show.
Yeah, it was a mess. The house was it's about as messy as like you think of those five guys. It's about as messy as like you would imagine.
Yeah.
It looks like our back room.
Yeah.
I can imagine it then.
Yeah, there you go.
But they would always have like beautiful girls there. Like yes. You'd be like, oh, all right. Guess they don't mind the mess.
Evidently not. And then we also lost Malcolm Jamal Warner.
That's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Not that he died. I mean, I didn't really keep up with his career, but like, what a way to die. Swimming with your wife and kid and you just get sucked out and that's it.
Away,
That's how it happened?
Yeah.
He was down in Costa Rica. He was in Costa Rica.
The undertow?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
Whatever it was. Some it was a tie. Current, it was the tide or the undertow. Yeah.
Did I ever tell the story that I almost drowned?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. Not that I remember.
Yeah, I almost drowned. I was probably like 4. It's at Cheesequake National Park. You know where that is?
Yeah.
I'm out in the water. And, of course, my mom is telling me, you know, not to go out too deep. And something happened and I took a step and I went under. And I could not get back up. And I just felt this force, just something like this physical, like heavy hand grabbed me and pulled me out of the water, and it was some guy.
Wow.
Some guy just pulled me out of the water, and I was coughing, and I couldn't get it, and my mom came over. But yeah, some guy, I don't even know who he is. He's probably dead now. Yeah. He was a young guy then.
Yeah.
Some young guy in his 20s just grabbed me, pulled me out of the water, and brought me back to the shore. And I wish I could look up that guy. I can't even remember his face.
Yeah, I mean, if you're four.
Yeah.
Like, you remember the incident, but not the particulars.
He gave me mouth to mouth. And
no, shut the fuck up. 3 hours later, he said I was fine.
Also, it wasn't as huge quake. It was in my house.
Yeah. But boy, I
wasn't drowning.
And it was last week.
But I would give just about anything to talk to that guy right now. Get him on the podcast.
Yeah. He's responsible for your kids, everything. Like, yeah.
He probably wasn't properly thanked at that moment. I'm sure my mom was like, but she was in shock and everything. Yeah.
Get your hands off my boy.
But I bet you he went about his day and didn't even realize it. But I still remember it, though. Yeah.
He remembers you. There's no way a guy saves a four-year-old and doesn't remember it.
You think so?
Oh, 100%. Dude, I saved a cat 15 years ago, and I'm still like, yeah, mush, mush, got out of the fire. Yeah, of course.
I wonder if they keep records. I went to the Cheesequake National Park archives. You think they kept
An incident report?
An incident
from
report.
From 1971. Hold on. Let's just go check the
archives. $3 billion fucking computerizing.
Somebody almost drowned.
But we went to Cheesequake for something. I don't know if it was Patreon related or I went with my wife to do a walking trail. And we came upon where the water is, and it was kind of powerful because I hadn't been there probably since that.
Isn't it a lake?
It was a lake, yeah.
The lake had undertows and tides?
It was just a drop. Oh, I stepped into. I took a step and I went plunged. Down.
Right.
And I couldn't get back out. Mm. And I remember being under the water. I remember my arms flailing under the water. I still remember looking.
Wow. Like at the brown
shit.
Water and shit.
Yeah, the shit floating all around me and screaming, but letting all water go down into my throat and everything. And all of a sudden, this fucking magnificent human being grabbed me and fucking rescued me.
Wow.
Can we devote that show to that nameless gentleman? Today?
Sorry, Lindsay. The show is dedicated to some guy.
She's had her. It's unfortunately that she's had a lot of things pop up since she gave that kidney that have forced her to relinquish some of her shows that were going to be dedicated to her.
Yeah, if it wasn't this guy, it was going to be Ozzy or Malcolm Jamal Warner, one of the two. He was on a show called Sneaky Pete, which, I mean, obviously he was in The Cosby Show too, but he was in a show called Sneaky Pete. He was really good in it.
Oh, yeah.
Giovanni Ribisi, yeah.
How badly did he fucking fume because of how things shook out and that show became persona non grata in terms of syndication?
Oh, yeah.
According to the article I just read today?
Yeah.
He was not happy about it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, I was just speculating. Oh, yeah, he actually came out
and said, he goes, you know how rich we would all be if it wasn't for him?
Oh my God.
Yeah, because no one will show that show. Nobody so all that, show, money yeah. that yeah. they would have made went up in smoke.
Yep.
Oof.
Yeah, he seemed unhappy about it.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, fuck.
Yeah, you'd think that's money in the bank.
Yeah.
The Cosby Show.
It was a juggernaut when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And still to this day, I think it would be like Golden Girls. It would be fun. If it wasn't for him, it would be fondly remembered.
Oh, yeah. I believe
older
so.
Older audiences. For yeah. sure.
The Huxtables. Yeah. They were two doctors, right?
I don't remember.
The husband.
Yeah, I think Claire. Was
Claire and, Huxtable.
And they were both, I think, doctors, I believe. Lawyer. Okay.
Lawyer. She was a lawyer? Okay, she was a lawyer.
She married Ashad Mermad. He was a wide receiver, I think, the wife, in real life.
Oh.
Felicia Rashad?
Yeah.
Felicia Rashad Ayers, Ellen Huxtable. She had a couple different last names.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. This just turned into an episode of the TV Guys on TV Guide.
Yeah. I remember that show.
A couple new episodes coming up on the Patreon in the next couple months.
All right.
Nice.
Little plug.
you want to hear us talk about old shows that we used to watch and
yeah.
strain our minds to remember
Check
them.
Check out this concept, Q. I don't know if you're aware of this. This is a show we do where I buy vintage, decades-old TV guides.
Yeah, I know this
okay,
show.
Okay,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right. Yeah. And we just flip through it, and I say, do you remember this? And people are like, I remember that. Or,
I don't remember that.
Alternatively, yeah, like, I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And sometimes I'm like, do you remember this? And everybody's like, no, I don't remember that. Okay, let's move on.
You, you don't do research and educate yourself? All
you won't
right.
give us the TV guides ahead of time.
I don't want you guys to, like, spend too much time worrying about the shows. I want the off-the-cuff, real, you know, genuine responses. Like when I, like when Sunday Jeff hears something and he lights up like C-Lab or something, mm. or what was that? Sequest.
Sequest, yeah.
With, you know, with Roy Schneider, I think he's on that. Yeah. When you see that man's eyes light up when he remembers a dolphin on Sequest, it's like, it's magical.
Yeah.
And he's not bringing this example up out of nowhere. It really it was really like, was, yeah. It really was a moment for him.
Yeah. Tears were in his eyes.
Oh, God bless him. His brother was on Staten Island last weekend. His band, Agnostic Front, was playing on Staten Island. I found out too late. I would have went.
Should have called him up and got tickets.
I didn't have found out after it was over because I saw a picture of them with a background that I know because I know the place they were at. And I was like, oh, fuck, man. I would have definitely went down.
But those guys rock hard. I don't know. I mean, that's not a place for people who don't want to fucking get down. And
we're up in the years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, if you
God forbid he gets dragged into a mosh pit, could you imagine? He's losing his
just
teeth
bones
and shit.
Cracking all over the place.
Brittle bones.
I saw a movie. I got a movie recommendation.
Oh, yeah?
I was thinking of you the whole time, Brian, although Walt, I think you would dig it as well. So the guy who made The Purge has made a new movie called Home, and it does star Pete Davidson, which I know is going to be a, you know, not your favorite thing. But, dude, it is like a 70s – like, it felt like Rosemary's Baby had a fucking kid with another 70s. Like, it was like one of those movies where the atmosphere is so dreadful from the moment the movie starts, you feel like unsettled.
Right.
And it doesn't let up. And then the end is just batshit crazy. Huh. And, I don't know. The whole time I was watching, I was like, fucking, you guys should gotta watch this movie.
Home. It's called
Home. The Home or Home. And
where'd you see it?
I saw it at a theater. It comes out Friday. I got a little preview of it. This week, I got to see it. It was fucking great.
Do you have your tickets for the Fantastic Four all secured?
I do not. No,
really.
I do want to see it, but I'll catch it.
Did you see that footage of Galactus walking alongside a freeway?
No.
Oh my God.
It was good. Yeah.
It's breathtaking. Oh, it looks like a superhero movie mixed in with a kaiju movie because Galactus is basically just a giant monster.
That's cool.
It is breathtaking. He just walks by it.
I'm excited to see it.
It looks so
good. No part of me is like – the reviews have been kind of shitty. Have you seen that?
I've seen a lot of good reviews lately.
Everybody's just giving it like a B-.
When's it coming out?
I think it comes out tomorrow. Friday.
Yeah, but it's on track to make a lot of money. So. I am excited to see it.
Did the first one suck? Was the first one not good? Fantastic Four. Not the Roger Corman one.
There hasn't been a Marvel one.
There hasn't been a Marvel Fantastic
No, Fox movie? Made them.
Fox made
20, Fox 20 made years them. Ago at this point.
Okay.
They were corny. But I remember watching them and being like, I don't know, they're fine. Mm-hmm. You know, corny. But Jessica Alba in the Fantastic Four outfit is more than enough to get me to the theater
now
multiple times.
It, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, holy shit. Yeah.
She went away, huh? Did she or did she not?
I think she started a company and became like really rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she just almost like what Gwyneth Paltrow did, but in a different way and got really rich.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow. I have more Gwyneth Paltrow news.
More?
When was the last?
When was the last time we had
The last time was when we were talking about the vagina-scented candles.
Oh, that was another Patreon show called Bri Patreon Tries, where Bri made a candle.
Oh, how'd it go?
Pretty good. It smelled like my balls. yes, the sex act that Gwyneth Paltrow loved performing with Ben Affleck revealed.
Whoa.
Now, well, you may remember stories of Ben taking his balls out and putting them on Kevin's shoulder.
And Ming.
And Ming, too.
Ming, yeah. I think the whole shaft was on Ming's lips.
Yeah, I think Ming actually performed oral sex on Ben.
This accelerated. I felt sure I would have heard that story.
Was it on his lips or was it just on the back of his neck? I always get it confused.
He tried to get some lip action, but Ben darted away. But yeah, like that was his thing, I guess, back then, like as a joke or a prank.
Yeah. He would, you know, to his friends, not to
strangers.
Yeah, not to
like, fucking, I guarantee like, you.
PAs on set and shit. Yeah.
Like, he has stopped doing that in this day and age.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'd be really right? surprised. Yeah.
I'd be
yeah.
really shocked if he's still
it's a young man's game.
But you know he wishes he could still do it.
Right. He misses it. He sees a neck. The person's unaware. He's like, God damn it. Stop
sweating.
God damn it. But anyway, Gwyneth Paltrow allegedly.
What was the movie that they were in together?
Ben and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, you said it was a movie scene, right?
Well, they dated.
They dated for a while, yeah.
Oh, they dated too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he only dated J-Lo and the girl who was Electra, Jennifer Garner.
Oh, Jennifer Garner.
I thought that was only two girls.
This was back in the 90s when I first met you guys. He was dating her then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those in the know won't be surprised that Affleck was into it. He does love Duncan. Now, what do you think he's dunking, Q?
I don't understand anything that you just said. So you know what the sex act is.
I know what the sex act is.
And who revealed this? Gwyneth?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
She went on and did an interview and revealed activities behind closed doors with Ben Affleck.
She told – this is in quotes. She told Kevin Eucken in his London hotel room – I don't know who that is – one day after lunch that she loved when Affleck teabagged her.
This is a woman who
– they dated from 97 to 2000.
Hmm.
Is she not getting enough roles that she now she's going out and desperately trying to get ink by saying this?
Well, the bedroom tidbit is revealed in an upcoming biography about the actress. So she's trying to sell her biography, I guess.
Wow.
If you're Ben, are you happy about that?
Yeah, maybe. I fucking teabagged Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, but it's
you're
just,
not one up on
it's,
me.
It's tawdry, though, man.
Sure.
Remember, like
– I'm just assuming teabagging is part of the – what type of teabagging do you think it is? Like he's – she's.
Oh, I think he's straddling her face. He's dipping them in and out.
I mean, as a solo act, it's kind of odd. But part of everything, it's like, sure, yeah.
But I don't know. I think Ben just likes to put it on dudes' necks. I don't think he likes to do that on with a
– with Gwyneth Paltrow.
You know what? You might be right.
I like to think that he reserves that for his buds.
For his boys. For his bros.
Like his entourage has ball tattoos on their neck. Bro, you're in the club, man. You got to get the tat.
I just think back to, you know, back when it was more sophisticated era. Like you didn't hear like Errol Flynn's girlfriend fucking revealing all the things that he'd like to do or, you know, keep it.
Well, you might be right, Walt, because at no point in the article does it say that Ben liked doing it. And it does say he at times seemed more interested in playing video games with the guys at his house than being with Gwyneth.
That I understand.
I understand that too. But you put the two together, it makes Ben suspect.
Does it?
Well,
I like teabagging it. I love video games.
Yeah, but you also don't have a history, though, of putting your sack on your buds.
Not yet.
Could he still get away with it today if it was like a buddy of his and it's a male?
Yes, like, if it's private, but if he's out at fucking In-N-Out and all of a sudden he pulls it out, you know, it does that.
It's my thing. It's my thing that I do.
It's more his age than anything else at this point.
At this age,
yeah. Because you'd be like, how old is he, 55? You'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
Like, but you would accept that from other guys in their 50s. Like any of the Jackass guys, you'd probably be like, well, that makes sense.
Well, when you say accept, I don't care what Affleck does. Like, doesn't matter to me what anybody does. I'm just talking about, like, if I was friends with him and he was trying to lay, like, 55-year-old balls on my neck, I'd be like, I don't want this, man. And the Jackass guys would get the same talking, too. Right. Like, I just don't want it, man.
I won an Academy Award, Q.
All right, go ahead. Come on. Just do it quick.
Just a little bit. And then she married Coldplay frontman Chris Martin.
Oh, he's back.
Another Coldplay reference.
Yeah. And Ben was married.
Is she still married to him?
No, now she's married to a guy.
Oh, she's currently married. She should not be saying this, and if she's currently married,
no.
That is a disrespectful.
Well, it sounds like she didn't say it to me. It sounded like she told someone that, and that person is talking. Well,
I think she told somebody on a podcast, though.
Oh, on a podcast.
I think so. Well, let's see here.
Isn't she Hollywood royalty? Who's she? Who's her father? And
Diane Ladd and Bruce Dern. No. Bruce Dern is Laura Dern's father.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What's his name?
I don't know.
Go to an ad.
Yeah.
Quick.
Lucho. Oh, no, it's not coming up.
Cover our ignorance.
I did. Now I got to look it up before we do this ad. Let me see. Gwyneth Paltrow.
He's got it right there.
Oh, he's got it already. Oh, Bruce Paltrow. Ah, Bruce Dern, Bruce Paltrow. There you go. Pretty close.
All right. Blue Chew.
Okay, so Blue Chew. Let me read you all about Blue Chew. I had a guy tell me firsthand that he was going to dip into the world of threesomes.
Whoa.
Yeah. Him and his wife and another lady.
Good for him.
And he's like, you know, this Blue Chew.
How old is he?
What's that?
How old is this person?
I would say he's probably in his
Frank Five?
mid-40s. It's Frank Five. Okay. Frank Five was like, okay. Hey, man, you got any Blue Chew? I'm going to bang this chick. No, he was going to be in a threesome, and he took the Blue Chew because he was a little nervous.
I was going to say, if this isn't enough to raise the flag.
The threesome?
Yeah.
But I think you want to be like extra doubly prepared for
and ready
like
to
this.
Go again real
ready
quick.
Right.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
If there's one situation you don't want to fuck up.
Yeah, if you want to fail safe in a situation.
Yeah, you finally talk your wife into it and stuff like that. It's all systems go here. Let's get the Blue Chew. Well, it's not going to hurt.
Why not?
No, it can't hurt. You're right.
But you're judging him on his inability to get two hot chicks.
I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, already you're like, well, maybe you should just go watch fucking TV, Grandpa.
Let the ladies have a good time.
Well, you're doing that thing where you're saying things that the advertisers wouldn't want you to be saying in the middle of a fucking thing that we're trying to promote here.
We haven't even started the ad yet. Guys.
Well, so what happened? You got to finish that story.
I didn't hear the aftermath. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear how it went.
Great.
But I did get a short text that said it was the Blue Chew was he said Excelsior.
Nice. Yeah. Oh boy. Did he?
He said Excelsior. Yeah. He used the word Excelsior.
No, that guy doesn't deserve it.
So now I can find out who it is. There's only a couple dorks on this planet who are going to use that word in that context.
It is Frank Five.
It is Frank Five. He's a nerd. Guys, enter the room dick first.
Whoa.
Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting. Like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. That's why he took it for the threesome. All those reasons.
Mm.
Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. Let's see. And here's where your head is at. Sometimes I take a Blue Chew to make standing in line easier. It's something to lean on. Oh, okay. These are things that they're suggesting I say. Okay. I've been kicked out of four museums for carrying a loaded sculpture.
What?
Have you ever tried to tuck in a submarine? This ain't a supplement. It's an erection resurrection.
Somebody over there has got to get fired.
You would think it was AI if it wasn't.
It's so bizarre.
So bad, yeah.
So why are you taking a Blue Chew if you're going to the Met? The Metropolitan Museum of Art, because there's so many fucking tits there. You don't want to fucking get aroused there. That's the worst place.
There's all kinds of
you
people
wasted
around.
Wasted that Blue Chew.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you're going to get arrested.
Firm marble tits.
Or a lot of fucking scrotums, too.
There does seem to be a lot of scrotums.
This is Ben Affleck painted himself white. Standing there silently till people go by.
Guys, this isn't about performance. This is about legacy or third legacy. Give her group chat something to talk about. You know when you lay it down,
that's
they're talking about
good.
How it gets up.
That's pretty good. Legacy,
third legacy.
And then the third leg. Mm-hmm. OC. Yeah, that's pretty good. They're back.
All right.
Give that person a raise.
All right. Nothing makes you more of a legend
than
a little Blue Chew. Right, yeah.
Double entendre city.
Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for the listeners. As always, you get your first month of Blue Chew for free. Just use promo code TESD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to bluechew.com for details and safety info. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nice.
What else do we got here? I saw, let's see. How was Florida? You went down to Taste Funny with Jiggy?
It was fun. Yeah, Ming was there. Ming's a beast.
Doesn't still.
Stop. He doesn't stop. He's out by the pool all fucking day. He's bouncing from cabana to cabana like a little butterfly. He just loves it. Yeah. He just loves it, man.
Can't get enough of it. Do you think Ming Chen will ever run short of energy?
No.
Nah,
I don't see it.
He's just one of those guys.
Just loves life, man.
I know some guys like that. Like, you know, Ray Horan, the chiropractor, Walt. Remember him?
I was about to be, of course I remember everybody loves Raymond.
Who's the doddering one now? But he's a guy who's like this dude that I know. He's like in his mid-60s and he's like energized. He's Asian too. I wonder if that has something to do with it.
But he was on stage multiple times. You know,
What's he doing on stage? Stand up?
No. He got up there with Jiggy. He got up there with me and just like, you know, goof around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I did 5 stupid questions. Went great.
Oh,
but
did you?
I got my boy Eli on. Remember Eli?
Yeah, I do.
Finally got to smoke that joint.
All right.
Yeah, I was very happy to check that off because I did feel bad, if you remember, that I left him standing in that Wendy's in Key West. I was able to make amends and do it. Yeah, I like that kid.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, very good guy. Yeah, it went great. Everybody was having a good time and, you know, I was happy to be there. Happy to get home.
Yeah. So you're coming home Sunday morning.
Yeah. But, hey, it's all good. All right. Love it. It's all good. What the fuck did I have? I had something I wanted to fucking bring up with you guys. I can't remember what it is. It'll come to me.
All right. Walt, you're going on a cruise this summer with Frank Five.
It's possibly going to get canceled though on ours. Yeah. My wife is dealing with some horrible, vertigo.
We were
in the emergency room on Monday for 6 hours.
Oh shit, man.
Yeah. So it was not fun. Obviously not fun for her.
Is it affecting her while she's sleeping and waking her up?
Woke her up.
Okay.
And woke her up. And we thought she had first had food poisoning.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say where we ate at, but it's a place we kind of like. And she was like, should I get the turkey? And I was like, oh, how often do you think they fucking refresh the turkey? I said, we're on vacation. I said, go for it. We woke up and she woke up.
You can rancid turkey. We're on vacation. It doesn't matter.
So then she wakes you up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was bad. It was bad. And she's a tough, tough person. And I said to her at some point, "Do you want me to call, you know, an ambulance? Because she was sweating and her heart was racing, and she was like, she said, I don't know, maybe. And if she said maybe, it really fucking put the fear of God in me, because I was like, she is not one to be like,
she doesn't want to go to the hospital.
No.
She's like, you.
And she couldn't leave where we were for hours till she can get back in the car, and we drove home. And then this Monday it came back, and we went to an emergency room, and it's not, you know, I'm not, this is not a dig at the staff or anything, but it was just, it was just kind of like head scratching because we spent, like I said, so many hours there, and they do tests, which I know that's why she had to go to the emergency room. Because, but the walk away was just double the medication you're already on.
Okay, stronger dose.
Yeah, take a stronger dose, but it took like 6 hours to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I know they're also doing CAT scans and blood
ruling
work.
Shit out.
Yes. But it is kind of like, so when we leave, it's just like, yeah, just take 2 pills.
Right. Did it work?
Yeah. She's got to go to a specialist, and she might have to do those exercises. It might be crystals, they said.
Oh, I remember. Didn't you have that before?
My mom had that.
Your mom had that.
Yeah. That happened to me once. Yeah.
You've had this.
I've had this, and it wasn't great.
No.
But there is a way to get rid of it. There's like a method. I can't remember right now because it was a long time ago. But
you do these strange –
tilt your head and do it. Yeah.
But when you tilt your head – you're making it worse.
Yeah.
But to make it better, you got to make it worse.
Yeah. It does work though. Like I remember it, like it worked out.
Yeah. But I remember, like, it was weird because we went to the EMO Monday and I got the dog in the car, and she goes in, you know, and so we're just waiting, and then she comes out of the EMO, and she's like, they said I got to go to the emergency room. And that just like fucking – that just sends you like a jolt to your system, because when you hear that, you're like, oh, fuck. They think something's seriously wrong. So then I got to find coverage for Teddy, you know, because we're going to the emergency room. Yeah, it was a fucking hectic day.
This is what day?
Monday.
Monday?
Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's still not better yet, but they can't get her into the specialist until August.
Oh, man.
And there's nothing you can do except just sit there. Like just you just sit there and try to
keep
not
your head still
and try to not
and
get
and not get up fast and not bend over and not do things. And I'm like, that motherfucker. I'm like, fucking put that vacuum away.
Oh, she's vacuuming.
I'm like,
she's
you gotta stop. And she just won't stop. Like I feel a little better. I was like, well, then don't fuck it up by doing shit that don't need to be done right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do the vacuuming.
Yeah, well, let's not get crazy.
She might fall down a couple of times, but she'll get back up.
She'll lean on the vacuum cleaner.
There's nothing even needs to be vacuumed. That's the bizarre thing. There's nothing that needs to be vacuumed. It's just she can't.
It's better
stop.
To have a partner that is like that than the opposite.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like the Eagle's Nest. Yeah.
Whatever. I need Debbie to come give Mary Beth a talking to.
You want to get him over?
Yeah. She does have get him tendencies and qualities, like hoarding. She won't throw shit away.
Oh yeah.
She has we have four snakes that live in our backyard.
Mm.
And she goes out there, she looks at them every day. And
what do they do? They just sun themselves.
They just sun themselves and hang out in the rocks and stuff.
Oh, cool.
By the pond. And
gorgeous garden snakes?
Yeah, little garter snake. One is brown. I'm not sure what kind he is. She's still looking him up. But I lost my point. My point.
Sorry.
Let's go to ad real quick. Come on, go. Kareem, hurry up.
No, we only got the one ad.
We only got the one ad. Oh, fuck.
We only got the one ad today. What was I talking about? Hold on. I totally lost my
Mary Beth's not cleaning vacuuming. The house. She goes out to look at the snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Trouser snakes.
I wish. She's too busy looking at these other snakes.
She won't pay attention to your snake.
She's not paying attention to my snake. She's too busy collecting their skins. Like, they shed the skins. And she's like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it, but she has them.
Lay your hog on a rock out in the sun.
I have to start shedding skin to get any attention.
Little eyes on it.
While you're over here Googling, Google this. Lay it on her neck. Yeah.
Affleck says hello. I was wondering about the cruise because if it was a carnival cruise. There's many reasons to not go on a carnival.
Well,
cruise
anymore. And the big one is that they're not playing rap anymore. I'm fucking pissed.
They're not playing rap. You can't use your Snap Fan. You know,
what's a Snap Fan?
Fans that like the Asian or like Oriental fans that snap open. It's them. But I think that there's like a certain song or dance that people do with the Snap Fans.
Oh, okay. What is it? Knocking people in the eyes?
I guess
and shit
so.
Like that?
It must be hurting people or something.
Right.
Yeah, but I heard that there's a lot of new rules on these cruise ships, and I'm not happy about it because that was one of the reasons I like to go is to listen to obnoxiously loud rap music.
Oh, especially over everyone's Bluetooth. It's not just one. It's not one source. It's hundreds of sources.
Holy shit. It's like a line dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the last place that I think we should be is on a cruise trip. For 4 days if you have vertigo.
Yeah.
That's probably a smart
move. But she's like soldiering on it. I'm like, oh my God. You have to think of what you're doing. I said, you can't do this. Like if you get stuck in here and you have a bout, I go, there's nowhere to escape from this.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, when is it? It's all
next coming soon.
Yeah, sometime in August.
3 weeks, I think.
Oh, yeah. 3 weeks is a long time.
Yeah, it is. But it's been a week already and it hasn't gone away.
Not only do you not get to listen to rap, but there's the potential for it to turn into a poop cruise. Did you see that documentary on Netflix?
I did not. I don't know anything about this.
Oh, boy. It was a cruise that went really south. Like something caught on fire and then like the engines broke down. Eventually, they were out of everything.
How many days at sea were they?
I think it was like 6 days. They were supposed to only be there for four. But then they're just like they lost all engines and they're just floating around in the middle of the ocean. And eventually the toilets, which worked on electric, started backing up. They handed out bags for people to take a shit in.
Oh, yeah,
they were like, do number one in the shower or whatever. But number two, you got to put it in a bag.
Do you know how difficult it must be to do that if you've never done it before?
Aiming.
Because you've got to figure out. I don't know where it falls. Does it fall to the left? Does it fall to the right? Does it fall right in the middle?
That's a great question.
Who knows this shit?
Turn yourself around.
It's so repulsive.
Could you imagine if you miss?
And it's on the floor now.
Who's
you got to scoop
that
it up.
Yeah.
But they were showing like the carpeting. It was like wet and squishy. Like, yeah, I know.
But you know what's so fucked up though? Is that like every night I fucking pick up fucking Teddy shit in a bag, but yet I'm okay with that. And I'll,
but not your own.
But all of a sudden now I'm like, well, what if I have to go in a bag? that's a fucking
I felt your pain, Teddy.
You can't just lean over your ass over the edge and just go in the ocean.
It's a lot of people, thousands of people on the – and I don't think they want people sitting on the part, falling overboard.
Just sunning yourself outside your room and just fucking
– just bailing shit down on you.
If I had a balcony room, I would be like, I'm going to solve this problem
covered,
right now. Yeah.
I can't imagine a worse situation than that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
you
bad.
Can't use the toilets.
And knowing,
yeah, you couldn't use the toilets. The food and water were becoming scarce. I don't know how they never really got into it. I don't know how they cooked for people. Like once the
engines went down,
once the engines went down, I don't know.
They couldn't just get towed like to fucking land.
They eventually, because they were so far out, they eventually got these tugboats.
Oh yeah,
to like push them in and stuff.
Ooh, 4 days,
and they ended up like way far away from where they were supposed to.
Yeah, like what if there was a storm? That's really dangerous. Yeah. You're sitting target.
Yeah, so a lot of people were very unhappy. And I think they got a free cruise. They got their cruise refunded. And then like $500 or something like that.
Wow. Not enough.
No. That's a poop cruise would not be fun to go on.
Well, I wouldn't recommend going on any cruise unless it's the Impractical Jokers cruise. So.
It's a pretty solid cruise, man, I got to say. Did you see the guy that got sucked into the MRI machine?
Oh, I heard about this.
No.
His necklace like cracked his neck or some shit.
Yeah,
right?
It was a guy who was wearing a 20-pound chain around his neck. Now, I don't know how the fuck this happened because when the one thing you know about MRIs is like no metal. There's signs everywhere that say no metal. The person should be telling you, whoever the assistant is or the
That guy's not whoever it was is not a medical professional. Like we might be like he's an idiot for not knowing about it, but he's not a medical. Yeah, every person that put him in that machine is like.
Yeah, as many people as it took to get him in that machine, those are the guys at fault, really.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
So he wasn't just walking by and it sucked him in?
No, he was going to get an MRI, and he was in the room, and he had a 20-pound metal chain around his neck. It's like a workout chain, it said, I guess, like, you know, to
why the fuck are you wearing that to an MRI?
I don't know. I guess he must wear it all the time since it's like working out, you know? It's like how people wear like ankle weights and shit.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
That kind of thing. So I guess he was in the room and it got turned on somehow and this dude got sucked right into the
– And what happens when he got sucked in?
I think he got all fucked up. Like it just – he went from across the room. So I think he like broke something.
Oh, wow. It was like that? Holy shit.
Let me see.
It's like Magneto?
Could be.
Like it has the force and of like of a Magneto?
Wow. That just happened in the Final Destination movie. The last one that happened. A guy was in a wheelchair. Somebody turned – Death turned on an MRI and it sucked the wheelchair in and crushed them all up.
A man pulled into an MRI by a metal chain he wore.
Oh, my God.
A large metallic chain. He was 61.
Oh, my God. What a way to go.
Oh, well, it says the victim was wearing a large metallic chain. Why the fuck does it do this? Around his neck, causing him to be drawn into the machine, prompting an unspecified medical episode, which means his neck probably broke as he got sucked into the
What if you have some metal inside of you, like maybe
like a knee, for example?
I don't think you could do full body ones then.
Must ask, all right? Do you have any
– Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. The man's entry to the room was while the scan was in progress and was not authorized. And he was taken to a hospital in critical condition before he was declared dead.
Awful.
Killed him.
Yep.
I had so much shit. You see Dog, the bounty hunter's grandson got killed?
Yeah, he was like young, right?
He was like 12. Yeah. Gun went off in an apartment.
Man, what is going on out there?
I think it's always been going on out there. We all just notice it every once in a while.
Yeah. MRI machines and fucking guns. And
did you see the last Final Destination?
The last one?
Bloodline. Yeah. It was better than I thought it would be.
It wasn't too bad.
It was, I mean, you know, the script is what it is, mm-hmm. but like, I thought the kills were fun, and I like how they tied in every movie, and Tony Todd's last scene was like, oh, man.
I got to be honest with you, man. Like, I didn't know Tony Todd was in it.
Yeah.
And when I first saw him, I was like, who's this Tony Todd knockoff they got?
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a second. That is Tony Todd.
He died like 3 months later or something like that from stomach cancer. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up, and he's, you never watched any of those movies?
No.
You know who Tony Todd is?
No.
Candyman.
Oh, okay. I remember Candyman.
So he's like a horror icon. He's been in like a ton of things. And he was in these Final Destination movies. And he got cast. They made this last one last year. He knew he was dying when he took the role. So the producers let him improvise his last lines. And if you know that when you watch it, like you're watching this guy who's 3 months away from – he looks sick. He's so thin. And he gives this little five-line thing about, like, enjoy life. You never know when it's going to happen. But he looks right at the camera when he does it, which they don't do in those movies. And it's like
–
yeah, especially if you love him, you know, because you're a horror fan. It's like, oh, man, like he's giving you a direct kind of message. I was like, that's pretty crazy shit.
Tony Todd.
How many Final Destination movies are there?
This is the fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth.
Yeah. Oh, these are big movies, then.
Yeah, they make money.
Yeah, they got – you know,
is this where they race cars and shit?
No, that's Fast and Furious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is where somebody avoids death for whatever. They have a premonition and they don't get on the plane that crashes.
Oh.
And then death wants hits. So
like stalks them.
He stalks them and keeps trying to kill them.
Yeah. It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
Yeah, it's like a good idea.
It is a good idea.
I was wondering, Q.
Okay.
If Kanye wanted to play Uno with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's his favorite game, his favorite card game.
Okay, he wants to play Uno.
No risk to you, but you could win $1 million. Would you play with him?
Well, under what circumstances? Like at a poolside in a hotel?
Let's say it's gonna be streamed. You're playing Uno.
Okay, so someone's like Uno. I would play. I would play, and I'd say I'm gonna give the money to some sort of charity that opposes his stuff.
His viewpoints and stuff?
Yeah.
You want to keep it, huh?
Maybe I keep 10%. Maybe I keep a finder's fee. But all right, so you get 100 grand and you got to give up a 900 grand, but you give it to the right place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're kind of – who's going to argue with you?
I think you could even do
50-50. Like if you want you know.
Would it be tough like listening to his bullshit the whole time you're playing Uno?
Do I have to take his bullshit or can I go back at him?
You could go back at him.
Oh, I'd go back at him. Oh, I'd make it entertainment.
Yeah.
I'd make it entertaining for everybody.
Hmm.
Yeah. But isn't he mentally ill? Like
he's got to be.
It's like, what am I going to do? Sit there and, like, you know?
Yeah, like berate a guy who's like if you, like the Hitler shit and all that stuff is like, it is the sign of somebody who's not thinking clearly.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like if he was some backwoods cracker, like in a militia, okay. You get it. You understand.
Yeah.
Not one of the most like celebrated artists of our time.
Yeah. Or used to be.
Used to be. Not anymore so much.
Yeah.
I don't think you're beating him, though.
No, if he loves Uno that
world
much.
Class.
Yeah. I think I've played like 10 games of Uno and does he like Battleship or?
I don't think there's any chance you can have advantage in Uno. It's just, it's so random.
There's no strategy?
No,
it's just like the luck of the card.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah.
I was only kidding.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I said it was world class.
There's got to be a strategy or else what's the point of playing?
No, it's just if it's your card is higher than the other card, you take the card. You have no idea what the next card's going
to
be.
But don't you have to decide which hands you're going for?
Let's say you have a red three down.
Okay.
You could put a red card down,
yeah,
or you could put a three down, if you have a green, blue, or
I guess there
three.
Is a strategy. You can use your wild if you want.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know. So I don't know.
I played it countless times. I worked at the community center. It is mind-numbing.
Oh, that boring?
Mind-numbing.
Sage loves it. She's like, Dada, Uno challenge? Sure, buddy. Let's do it.
We need a robot, man.
Yeah. Dada 3000.
Yeah.
Dadabot 3000.
Yeah.
Oh, today's new South Parks. New South Park.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. New episodes.
Oh, cool.
I look forward to them.
What season is this?
26 or 27?
Yeah. That is bomb.
Well, they do 10 episode seasons. It's not like they're killing themselves.
It's still that is an impressive feat.
Oh, the longevity of it? Oh, my God. Fuck yeah. And they're awesome. Like, yeah. It's like every season has amazing episodes.
Yeah, this deal to stream on Paramount, they said it was worth $1.5 billion. Now, I don't know if that money goes to Matt and Trey.
Well, they own the show.
Oh, they own it?
They at one point, they made a deal with it. Like, we're not making you any more episodes unless part of the deal is we own the show. And they got it because they're fucking South Park. They're one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah, a total of $1.5 billion or $300 million a year.
To make 10 episodes. That's 10 weeks of work. They make that show in a week.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
You can't do that with your show?
No. No fucking way. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. And they get complete control. They get no notes. I mean, they're legendary. They deserve everything they get, you know?
Yeah, the one guy, Trey Parker, he's the one who writes them all, right? Like, how do you do it? Like, how do you have that much in you for like 25 well, years?
I know people who've been in the writer's room. I think I've told this on here before. And they say the way it works is like he'll sit down, like if we were at the stable. And they did a documentary on this. So I think anybody could watch this. But this is just what I was told, is that he will have everybody just pitch ideas. And then he'll go in his office and write. And then come out and be like, okay, now what? And so it is a team of writers, okay. But he writes the script.
Right, okay.
Yeah, is what I was told. But which is, you know, kind of a cool way to do it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like it would just be like 25 years of doing it by yourself would seem impossible.
Yeah. But again, 10 episodes a year is not.
That's true too.
Not outside the realm. No. I'm excited for Peacemaker too, man.
I've never seen Peacemaker 1.
Oh.
You should, is that
it's really
is
good.
That Amazon or HBO or something?
It's got to be HBO, yeah, HBO Max.
I've never seen it. I mean, it looks good.
But I love it.
I've never sat down and watched it. Yeah.
The Peacemaker is John Cena?
John Cena, yeah.
Okay.
Who's fucking – I know you guys don't watch wrestling, but he's on fire. I fucking love him right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing a retirement tour, and he was never a bad guy his entire career. He was always squeaky clean. And then he says he's retiring in his year. This is his last year. He came back from making movies and do it. Comes back, becomes a fucking ultimate dickhead bad guy. And he's a heel this entire run. And he's just fucking berating the audience and ripping apart like wrestling. And like, it's so much fun to watch because you can just tell he's having a blast. He's looking at kids in the audience and he's like, shut up. Like, he's looking at parents. He's like, I raised your kids. You don't even know. Yeah. It's just fun, mean shit. Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Big Cena fan, man.
So Peacemaker 2, you're not so hot on, Walt.
No. I've never seen it. I can't. Yeah. I'm not. And you know what? I've took a little bit of heat from my Superman take, so I'm going to.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm not going to. Everything is, if I talk about it, I'm going to gush about it. No matter what, it's going to – every movie is going to be like Ghostbusters 2016.
Oh, you love that movie. Yeah, you did love that movie.
Even though I really didn't love it, but I'm going to act
yes,
like
– Yes, I understand.
I'm going to praise everything
but
I
what
see.
Was the – but that was just your opinion.
I know.
You weren't
know,
even harsh
was,
on it.
Yeah, but they said that I was using the my bashing of Lois driving the spaceship was a metaphor for women driving.
That you created the metaphor? Or?
No, that it was like I was like kind of like making a slam at women drivers. There was like all sorts of like
oh, not women takes. That can just suddenly fly spaceships. Right.
It's funny because okay. Like when I was driving home thinking about it, I was like, you know what? He's kind of got a point. It would have given Jimmy Olsen something to do.
No, Perry White.
Well, I was thinking Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, Jimmy. Okay,
yeah, yeah, I was like, it would have given Jimmy Olsen something to do more than sit there typing her article. Like, why can't she type her article? And he fly the ship. I was a little bit like,
but
yeah.
But I did go after we talked about it. I did go back and see it again, and I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it. I just saw it in the wrong headspace,
yeah.
Right. And I thought Lois. I mean, it was just fucking hysterical when she flew the spaceship off the top of the Daily Planet,
mm-hmm.
And it went down, and all of a sudden it came back up again. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's my favorite part.
For everybody at home, the genius of it is his face is like acting like he really feels that way. He's not saying it and winking us. He's acting like he really loved it. You look like a child so happy with it.
That's going to be every movie from here on out. You're going to see that joyful, childlike exuberance from every fucking movie. I don't care how bad it is. I am going to tell you it was the greatest piece of cinema or show, anything.
Yes.
It's going to be like I'm on crack.
Yeah. You're gonna toe the line.
Yes.
You're gonna toe the line. Yes, of course. Of course. That's why Hollywood makes such good stuff, because everybody's giving their honest opinion about the fucking shit that they're excreting. Toe the line. Toe the line.
There's nothing wrong with toeing a line.
There's nothing wrong with toeing the line.
Gotta do it sometimes.
Someone's gotta toe it.
Someone's gotta toe it. The line's there for a reason.
If I don't toe it, who's gonna?
It's interesting that you don't come back with like, you know what, go fuck yourself, because that's the way I would feel. I guess that's why I don't answer
the
emails.
Said that someone even posted that I'm not the sharpest tack in the room.
Okay,
so don't take his movie reviews seriously. And I was like, why does my intelligence come into play in this?
It shouldn't,
but it did. So. From now on, people are going to think I'm a genius because I'm going to fucking love everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to hear
with
it.
The hard on.
The next time you love something that sucks, you'll hear it. What the fuck, man? You got no taste, dude.
Sell out.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's all the heat you can take.
The other thing that's been ongoing – I thought it would live and die within 2 days, is the Kiss Cam, the Coldplay Kiss Cam. It will not die.
Yeah, well, that CEO had to resign.
Right.
That girl who posted the video apparently hasn't made enough money to buy a dinner from it, because
she's from Jersey Shore.
Apparently, Gatum told me that if her video was 45 seconds longer, she would have made millions by now.
Really?
Yeah. She didn't know that when she posted it. So if she had just padded it,
right,
she would have been a millionaire right now.
I was at the Coldplay concert. What do you think?
Yes. Right. But she didn't realize that. But of course, she had no idea that her posting that would storm the fucking planet, basically.
Right.
How do you go home and break the news if the missus isn't aware of it yet and you're that CEO?
Oh.
What's your plan, how do you even say it?
Well, you got to figure the marriage is not on good footing, right?
As far as he knows, she might not know. Maybe she thinks it's on good footing.
Oh, that's insidious, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's tough. I mean, he didn't care. Look, probably not that hard for him because, he's cheating on his wife. You know what I mean? He's out there canoodling in fucking public with the ploys all around
him.
So it doesn't seem like he cares too much about.
But there's a massive element added to this that nobody really has had to ever deal with before.
Right.
His wife now has to live in a world where billions, the whole planet has seen this video, it feels like.
Yeah.
So the whole planet is aware of it, and now she has to go and navigate in a world where
everybody she runs into
has seen it and is laughing, and there's memes, and there's
the Philly Fanatic was doing it with the Mrs. Fanatic. They reenacted it.
Yeah, but they're not making fun of her.
No, but it's still got to be.
I don't think it's great.
It's got to be a very surreal.
I mean, talk about a fucking slam dunk divorce proceeding, though.
He's worth a lot of money.
That's what I'm saying. If she's going to dry her tears $25 million, I mean, fucking come on. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to play one round of Uno with Kanye.
I still can't figure out the woman, if she was married or if she was divorced.
Right? I keep hearing she was divorced.
Okay.
Or separated. She wasn't in hot water.
Okay.
That's what I hear.
I read also that
she had to lose her job too, though.
I read she could turn around and sue the company.
But she's violating,
Is sexually harassing her. What are you talking about? Yeah. There's a power imbalance. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you've been hearing the drum beats for the past fucking decade.
I mean, logically, you're right, where it's the person in charge of
shit. She can't keep her job, though.
I don't know.
Sounds like a victim to me. She had no control over what she was doing, Walt.
Okay,
she's a power imbalance, Walt.
But let's say you let her keep her job.
Of course.
And then something pops up down the line that she's got to deal with her from employees that she's in charge of who are doing something.
She has the power.
But she can't go and be like, hey, we have wind that you're sleeping with a coworker.
A credibility shot.
Oh, do you? Never heard of that before, huh?
Are you reading the tea leaves, motherfucker?
Yeah, how could you respect her after that?
Well, how do you come down on somebody for any kind of violations when you were fucking flaunting the violations in everyone's face?
Right. Yeah. Like, it doesn't get bigger than what you did in your position, especially.
And it looks
and now
like
you're going to turn around and tell people what's what.
It looks like a lot of people who were in the crowd sitting next to them were aware, were probably coworkers, it appears, who were laughing and like kind of like, oh my God, I can't believe they picked them because.
Of all the people to pick.
Yeah, so.
Well, I wonder how quiet the affair was if there were other workers there.
I mean, it couldn't have been very quiet if he's got his arms around there.
Because the girl that I identified last week, I cut it out because I was wrong, was like the HR lady's assistant. I had read that somewhere.
Okay.
And it turned out it wasn't the case. It was just some girl.
Wait a minute. You cut something out because you got it wrong?
Yeah, I didn't want to spread around misinformation.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'll clap for myself.
Did you go back and
fucking take out Superman?
Yeah, so that dude is his life has not gotten any easier.
No, but again, he does have $25 million. Like he can fuck off. That's fuck you money.
Yeah. But when I rewatched it, though, like, you know, some people were like, hey, they should have just played it cool. It's so fast and so unexpected that I feel that I would have done the same thing. Like, even though it's like I see myself on camera, so I know I got caught. I think
that's how you'd react.
I think the instinct would be to like turn away. Yeah, I think it would be to turn away.
I think what this has done though is now going forward, there's a way to, and people know now how to handle it though. If they get caught like in a public area like that on a Jumbotron, they'll know not to act like that.
Right. Play it cool.
Yeah.
Just go stone eyed. Yeah. They should stop the kiss can, I think.
How come? Really? You're anti-kiss cam.
Very
huh?
unromantic.
I think they should
just
stop
because
it.
Of that reason.
Yeah,
because of those two.
It's invading
cheaters.
Privacy. Yeah,
we can't have the most romantic moment in a sports event.
I don't think so.
Wow.
No.
I don't know. I mean,
pull it.
But
do a dance cam.
So what do fans do during commercials?
Dance. Do a dance cam.
I like to watch fucking strangers kiss.
Watch porn. I don't know what to tell you. It's everywhere.
They don't kiss in
this
porn.
This is how I kiss. a little vulgar fucking callback.
I like that. I like that. Oh, well.
Wow.
So, yeah. Did you ever remember what you were going
to
say?
No, I don't fucking know. I know I wanted to recommend. I know you guys aren't video game guys. But Donkey Kong Bonanza, the new Donkey Kong game, is fucking awesome. It's so much fun.
Not teasing. Not
no tease. Okay. No.
Is it called Donkey or is it called? Or
no, no. I say it wrong. I say it wrong. I do say it wrong. I've said it wrong my whole life.
I don't know if I was having some
Sal makes fun of me. Sal makes fun of me that all the time.
Donkey, and you don't do that. You do
why.
This on purpose?
No. I just do Donkey. Okay. Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. I can't say it. It's the new Switch, Nintendo Switch 2. It's so much fucking fun. It's like one of those games that comes along. You're like, oh, fuck, man. That's right. People can make shit this good and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. So
you lost yourself in the Donkey Kong universe, huh?
How
many hours have you?
Oh, not too many. I've been really busy lately, but I've probably played like over the past 2 weeks, 5 or 6 hours.
Okay.
Not too bad. Like enough to know that I'm really like enjoying it. And it's like it's fun when you play something that you're like, oh, this is new and like this is this is pushing things forward a little bit.
Is he still jumping over barrels?
He's the main character now. So it's like a 3D world. But the whole point of it, like the whole thing of it is like he could punch – like you could punch the ground and you could go at, like if you punch down all the way, you'll fucking get – it's almost like Minecraft in a way.
Okay.
But more limited, like, because you do eventually hit a floor. But it's just so much – it's just hard to explain, but
– Is Mario in it?
Mario's not in it, no.
Oh, is the princess in it?
There is the girl from – they went deep in the archives and found the name of the girl that he was captured back in the original game. It was named Pauline. They bring her back, and she's his sidekick.
Hopefully she's fucking doing fucking – not just being fucking.
If there's a spaceship, she'll drive it.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.
Oh,
fucking thumb in the eye on the way out the fucking
one of the pettiest endings of Tennessee Day ever. We've had some petty endings. Oh, that's good.